Thank you for calling Restorify. I'm Jerry. How can I help you?
Hello, Jerry. My name is Pat Kaiser. I received a call from you, I think, earlier. I'm not sure if it was yesterday or today. I think it might have been yesterday regarding, I think, some type of, like, an expungement or something. I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, an expungement is a way to get rid of your DUI from public view. So it doesn't show up in background checks anymore.
Okay.
That's what the call was about. Are you interested in learning how we can make that happen for you?
I guess, is there a cost involved in that, or is that part of our monthly fees that we pay?
No, it's separate from whichever other service you have, but it's significantly lower than going through an attorney, so they can do it for you. It's only a fraction of the actual cost. We'll let you do it in your schedule at your own pace. Should I tell you about it? It's only going to take a minute to explain.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, so if you're interested, we help you create an account online on our website and start a pre-screening process. Pre-screening is to make sure that you're not going to waste any time or money doing this. And also that your DUIs can be expunged, right? The pre-screening is free of charge, doesn't cost you a penny, and it's completely private. 1 or 2 days after, you're going to get an email letting you know if you qualify, if you pass the pre-screening. And once that happens, we're going to give you a call back to walk you through the next step, be with you through the whole process. That's how it works. Is this something you might be interested in?
Well, again, I don't know what the total cost is going to end up being to do this.
Well,
do you have an idea of what that would cost?
If you do qualify and want to move forward to complete the expungement request, our fee is $99, and you can split it in 4 payments. It's a very convenient way to do this. But you don't have to pay immediately, right? You can do this in your own schedule.
Sure. So the only thing we have going on right now, though, is that Paris continues to be on her Intoxilock because she has been blowing, and she'll blow like a .014 or .004 or whatever, and she keeps receiving notices from the state of Minnesota telling her that because she blew a positive that it extends her time that she has to have her Intoxilock in the car. I don't know how to get off of that. I mean, obviously she just has to not blow. She's got to blow zeros is what she's going to have to do. But I don't know if you can start the expungement ahead of time with that or do you have to wait until that's completed?
Well, in order to have the Intoxilock removed from your car or her car, she has to wait for as long as the judge told her so. But we can still apply and make sure that DUI can be expunged. Like I said, it's a pre-screening process, right? It's a pre-screening. So we're going to let you know if it's possible to get it off your record before she's done using the Intoxilock. It has happened in many cases in which people still have like a year or so to go. And they apply they qualify to get their DUI expunged before getting the Intoxilock removed.
Sure. Yeah, I would say that she would probably want to do it. I'm her father, so I'm certain that she would want to do that. And I mean, the $99 sounds reasonable, you know, so I think the common sense would say yes, to go ahead and do those parts of it there. The only thing, I guess, really with it is I just want to make sure that she knows rather than just doing this and then telling her later on that we did it. I feel better that she's aware of it. She's an adult and she should know. So do you have her phone number to be able to do it, to be able to contact her?
Actually, this is the only phone number I have for her, 612-919-9864.
Okay. I can also give you her cell number so you have an alternate number that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I do have another question for you after you finish. 763, ready when you are.
Yeah.
How's that?
763.
Yep. 763-234-6201.
Okay. I may try and give her a call and take it from there, see if she's interested in moving in this direction.
Do you have her account pulled up in front of you by chance?
No, actually, this is a new service from Intoxilog. So all the details were not given to me because she never agreed to have her information shared with anybody. Even if we're part of Intoxilog, we're a new division, you may say. So I don't have her email or any of that. Just her name and phone number, which was actually yours. But I have her new number now, her cell phone number now. But yeah, I don't have any way to access her account. That would be a different phone number.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, very good. Well, I appreciate it much. Okay. And yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, she should be involved in the conversation and kind of go from there.
Yeah, I totally get it. Well, thank you for calling us back and hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.